From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A dangerous disease spreads. The World Health Organization says the Zika virus is spreading rapidly through the Americas and could affect as many as 4 million people. The virus is seen as a possible cause of birth defects. The UN Health Agency's Director General Margaret Chan told a special meeting of the WHO in Geneva Thursday that the virus is spreading explosively in the Americas.
Cases have been reported in 23 countries and territories in the region. The level of alarm is extremely high.
Chan has called for an emergency meeting of experts on Monday. The Syrian opposition says it will not be at talks on the situation in Syria, scheduled to begin in Geneva on Friday. The Saudi-backed group, known as the High Negotiations Council, said Thursday the responses they have received to their demands for an end to airstrikes and the lifting of a siege in Syria are not acceptable. The council did not rule out joining the talks later. Here's the latest on the European migrant crisis. The Netherlands, which holds the European Union presidency, is presenting a plan that would require a group of European nations to accept about 250,000 refugees coming from Turkey in exchange for sending back to Greece hundreds of thousands of migrants who have already arrived. Meanwhile, the bodies of at least 18 migrants who drowned when their boat capsized were recovered Thursday off the coast of the Greek island of Samos. Authorities say 10 people were rescued. Most of the fatalities were children. Political leaders in Somalia have agreed on a framework for holding elections this year. The framework was announced Thursday after 2 days of talks in Mogadishu. It calls for the creation of an upper house of parliament with 54 seats allocated among Somalia's states. Seats in the lower house would be allocated using a power-sharing arrangement. This is VOA News. French police have arrested a man who was carrying two handguns and ammunition at a hotel in the Disneyland Paris theme park. Authorities say the man's bag triggered metal detectors at the hotel. A woman was believed to be traveling with him, but she slipped away before she could be detained. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani has signed trade agreements with France worth billions of dollars. The signing followed the lifting of international sanctions imposed over Iran's nuclear program. Mr. Rouhani met with French President François Hollande. Some 20 agreements were signed in the presence of the two leaders, some of them dealing with issues of health, agriculture, and the environment. The U.S. Army general picked to lead U.S. and NATO forces in Afghanistan is warning that the security situation in that country is deteriorating. Lieutenant General John Mick Nicholson told the Senate Armed Services Committee Thursday, terrorist groups such as the Islamic State and Al-Qaeda continue to see Afghanistan as an attractive sanctuary. He warned the U.S. may need to take a more aggressive approach. Opposition groups in Zambia are accusing the police of using the nation's Public Order Act to violate citizens' constitutional rights to free speech and assembly. A spokesman for the police says political groups must coordinate their activities with the authorities to maintain peace and stability. The local Catholic Bishops' Conference has called on the police to be impartial and nonpartisan as elections approach. U.S. Senate panel has approved tougher sanctions against North Korea, targeting its nuclear program, cyber activities, and human rights record. Michael Bowman takes a look.
The bill now goes to the full Senate, where passage is a virtual certainty. Republican Senator Cory Gardner said the punitive measures build on legislation passed by the House of Representatives earlier this month.
Both the House and the Senate bill focus on mandatory sanctions, which is a dramatic change from the sanction regime that we have in place today.
The committee's chairman, Republican Senator Bob Corker, said he remains unsure whether the suspected nuclear test announced January 6th was in fact a hydrogen bomb, but he noted that both houses of Congress had been mulling tougher sanctions months before North Korea's most recent detonation. Michael Bowman, The Capitol.
Taiwan President Ma Ying-jeou visited a contested island in the South China Sea Thursday. Taiwan is a claimant in Asia's maritime territorial dispute. Japanese economy minister Akira Amari resigned Thursday. He resigned amid corruption allegations following a magazine report that he had accepted money in exchange for political favors. He denies that report. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.